Good morning and welcome to Grendene's conference call for the announcement and discussion of the results for the second quarter 2013. Please be advised that this conference will be held in Portuguese only with simultaneous interpretation into English. At this time, all participants are connected in listen-only mode. Later, we'll have a Q&A session and further instructions for participation will be provided. Should you require assistance during the conference call, please contact an operator by pressing star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and will be made available at the website ri.grendene.com.br. Here with us today are Grendene's top executives, who will also be available to answer your questions. Rudimar Dall'Onder, CEO, Gelson Luiz Rostirola, Executive Vice President, and Francis Schmidt, CFO and IRO, as well as other top senior managers of the company. Please be advised that the press release of the second quarter of 2013 is also available on the website, RI, once again, .grendene.com.br, both in Portuguese and in English. Before proceeding, we'd like to make sure that you understand that forward-looking statements made during this conference call about the company's operating and financial perspectives are mere forecasts and are based on the management's expectations regarding the company's future. Those expectations are highly dependent on market conditions, on the overall economic performance of the country, of the industry, and also of international markets. I would now like to give the floor to Mr. Francis Schmidt, CFO and IRO of the company. Please, Mr. Schmidt, you may proceed. Good morning. Thank you for attending yet another conference by Grendene for the announcement of the results of the second quarter of 2013, as well as the company's future outlook. I'll make a brief comment highlighting some of the most relevant aspects regarding the performance of the company in the second quarter and also the economic and financial prospects for the company, and I'll leave then some time for questions and answers at the end. Before we get into the discussion of the performance per se, I would like to draw your attention to the dividend payout. In the second quarter of 2013, Grendene pays out the amount of 41.5 million reais, making for a total of 105.6 million in the first half of 2013, up 3.8% from the first half dividends of last year, which amounted to 101.6 million reais. According to the company's bylaws, the minimum mandatory dividend is calculated at 25% of the remaining net income for the year after reserves prescribed by law have been set aside. Based on the balance on June 30th, 2013, and maintaining the policy of quarterly dividends, the company will pay interim dividends ad referendum of the annual general meeting, which will approve the accounts for the year 2013 in the amount of 41.5 million reais after August the 14th, 2013. Holders of common shares registered with the company by August the 1st, 2013, which is the cutoff date, will be entitled to receive. Thus, the company's shares, GRND3, will trade ex-dividend as of August the 2nd, 2013 at BMF Bovespa. Leadership in exports. Grendene has maintained a comfortable position of leadership in footwear exports for 11 consecutive years, reaching 41.2% of Brazilian exports in the first half of 2013. This leadership ensures us and our brands a greater international recognition. Let's now move on to the performance per se. In the second quarter of 2013, Grendene kept the strong pace of production it has shown in recent quarters. Gross revenues increased both domestically by 25.2% and also in the external market by 12%, with very, very strong results. For the first time, we surpassed the gross revenue mark of 1 billion reais for a given first half, where we broke a new record. In our opinion, we continue to grow more because of our right moves than because of the success of the economy. And we also managed to obtain a higher market share. Among the external factors that support our results, we highlight the maintenance of full employment, growth of income of the population, especially driven by an increase in minimum wage, and the inflation, which was maintained under control, even though under a growing higher pressure. The result becomes even more important if we consider that the Brazilian economy shows a few signs of stagnation, and in the month of June, retail suffered a lower amount of working days because of popular manifestations, demonstrations, which led to the closure of several retail outlets in the days where such demonstrations took place. We have been more optimistic before about the Brazilian economy than we are today. As in the first quarter of 2013, the maintenance of governmental programs such as Reintegra and Greater Brazil, Brasil Maior, have also contributed to the good results of the second quarter. But as it happened in the first quarter, we also have more important elements to take into account. What is really defining in our results are the improvements we have implemented in internal process to generate value. In the second quarter of 2013, production volume grew 23.9% when compared to the second quarter of 2012 in the domestic market and also in the foreign market, which confirms the full capacity of the company, which has already been informed when we announced the results in 2012. And that justified our decision to invest in increasing our production capacity. In foreign markets, we have kept moving up, driven mainly by a favorable exchange rate and also by the recovery of activities in important markets, such as the American one. The positive effect of the exchange rate in our export revenues was offset by hedging transactions which produced an expense on financial transactions at the BMF. Furthermore, those transactions at the stock exchange led us to incur financial expenses which have not been embedded and therefore did not have a corresponding positive effect on the company's financial statements. We have been obtaining significant improvements in productivity, but some cost pressures in raw materials specifically begin to emerge due to the recovery of the U.S. housing market. As we know, the construction industry is the main buyer of PVC resins, our main raw material. And that recovery of the American market has prevented a fall in the international value of that commodity with the strengthening of the U.S. dollar, which usually happens when there are no pressures for demand. There is a possibility that in the second half we may have an increase in the cost of raw materials. The increase in COGS for the second quarter was 20%. Slightly below the growth in net revenue, which was 21.4%, and that resulted in a gross margin of 42.5%, 70 base points higher than the gross margin for the second quarter of 2012. The COGS per pair fell 3.2% from 5.86 reais per pair in the second quarter of last year to 5.67 reais in the second quarter of 2013. Whereas the average price per pair internally rose 1.1%, going from 12.91 per pair in the second quarter of last year to 13.05 reais per pair in the second quarter of 2013. EBIT grew 72.3% when compared to the same period of last year. And net profit was up 11.2%, which was an increase in a smaller proportion than the EBIT, which reflects the impact of lower interest rates in our financial income and a higher financial expenses related to the hedging and receivables, which I have mentioned before. In the second quarter of 2013, the exchange rate effect on exporting revenues was positive in the amount of 5.2 million reais. The gross revenue from exports grew by 10.6%, not considering the exchange rate effect, and increased by 12% when we factor in that effect, all of that when compared to the second quarter of last year. This effect has a positive impact on the EBIT, but has a counterpart in terms of financial expenses as a result of the hedging transactions. Yet, the results were robust, with operating cash flow in the first half at 374.2 million reais, resulting in a net cash position of 888.4 million reais, up 20.7% when compared to December 31st, 2012, and down 7.2% when compared to the same period of 2012, June the 30th, 2012. We still believe that in the future, the market will be accountable for most of our growth. But undoubtedly, the prospect for the foreign market will improve if the level of the exchange rate is kept at the current level and the positive effects of a stronger U.S. dollar in our export revenues are much greater than a possible or an eventual increase in the cost of raw materials, which, according to our assessment, should it happen, will be smaller. As for exports, Argentina, Egypt, and much of Europe are facing problems, but the USA and other countries and Latin America have recovered their activity or productivity level. We'd like to reiterate that our exports are very well diversified and do not highly depend on any given country, and 100% of our products are manufactured in Brazil. The consumption of footwear in Brazil doesn't seem to have shown signs of recovery in the first half of 2013. On the contrary, the economy has deteriorated and the market is increasingly more disputed. However, Grendene has shown a great ability to compete both internally and abroad, having gained a market share and improving its margins even in periods where consumption is falling. Our guidance will be to continue improving our margins through productivity gains and a sales of product mix with higher added value. Scale production of attractive products with a high perceived value, strong brands, accessible or affordable prices, which also guarantee profitability and which are efficiently distributed, have guaranteed a good performance despite the little small growth in demand. Strengthening our brand building with privileged relationship with clients, Club Melissa, a franchise network created in 2012, continues to expand and has reached, at the end of the first half of 2013, the number of 86 outlets, which correspond entirely to our expectations about the potential of this market. In the first half of 2013, we completed the first 5 years since we first established our five-year goals back in 2008. And when we analyze the comparison, the first half since 2008, we have exceeded the target compound average both in gross income and in net profit. However, we'd like to stress that our goals are for the whole year and not just for the first half of years. And also, we do not have an expectation of a linear growth. We may go through periods of slower growth as well as periods of stronger growth. In the last 2 years, the consumption of footwear in Brazil fell, but still we were able to obtain strong gains in market shares, which confirmed in the second quarter. At the macroeconomic aspect, we are still a bit concerned about inflationary pressures and some lack of dynamism in the economy as a whole. In recent years, Grendene has shown strong margin gains, which is the result of great efforts and investments to gain productivity. Having made major operational improvements, the growth rate for margins in the second half of 2013 will probably be lower and will depend more on the maintenance of or on the expansion of production volumes. In 2013, taking as a basis the first half, volumes are expected to grow. Margins in the first half of 2013 for operating results were better than those of the same period of 2012, and we expect the second half to show margins which will be either in line or slightly lower than those obtained in the same period of last year. As we have said in the beginning of the year, we will face pressures in the second half for decreasing margins due to an increase in production capacity, which is always a period of adjustment and higher idleness at the beginning, and of possible increases in the cost of PVC resins. Still, we remain confident in obtaining annual results in terms of absolute values, which will be higher than those of 2012. As we have been saying in previous years, we will strengthen the focus on strengthening our brands, on operational excellence, and closer relationships with our sales channels, and in gaining market share. Based on these expectations, Grendene is confident that it will achieve its goals, which will be maintained for the period from 2008 through 2015. Once again, those targets are an increase of growth revenue at a CAGR between 8 and 12% from 2008 to 2015, and a growth in net profit at an average rate of 12 through 15% from 2008 to 2015. When you look at the results for 2013, we have exceeded those goals, and that leaves us very happy about it. Grendene has as its objective to keep those advertising expenses on average between 8 and 10% of the net revenue. Thank you. We can now move on to the Q&A. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we may now begin the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To remove a question from the queue, please press star 2.
Excuse me, I remind you that in order to ask a question, you just have to press star 1. Our first question is from Mr. Caio Mesquita from Grados Management. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your words. I have two questions. Your partnership with Philip Stark, how it's been evolving, and also the capacity of the new plant in Sobral. I would like to know more about this process. Thank you. Thank you, Caio. Thank you for your question. The partnership with Philip Stark is following the initial planning. There will be a company in Brazil in charge of this business. It is still in its pre-operational stage with no operations. And this year, we don't expect to have any operations. We are recruiting the management team, developing products according to what was expected. As we've said before, we only expect the beginning of operations for the end of 2014, the second half of 2014. Before that, nothing more significant is expected to happen. The expansions of the plant in Sobral is evolving. In the second quarter, we increased investments according to what was disclosed, and production should start by September or October. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, please hold. We will resume our conference call in a few moments. We had some problems. I'm sorry, but we can resume our session now. I was explaining the plant in Sobral. Investments were made. Equipment is now being installed. And it is according to our expectations. We have mentioned some pressure of costs. Sometimes things are not exactly as expected, but today we do not expect anything to impair or to affect the delivery of products that is expected for this year. So we now feel confident as for the expansion. Mr. Caio, thank you. The next question is from Mr. Thiago Reis from SET Management. Good morning, everyone. I would like to hear more about your hedging policy, and I would like to know the detachment between brands for markets and the derivatives you have at BMF Bovespa, and what was exports that were not considered in this quarter. Our hedging policy is very simple. We have always used only two instruments, the selling of future contracts in dollar in BMF and ACC-ACA operations when they are more convenient. Generally speaking, most of our hedging is done through BMF Bovespa, because it is more advantageous for our company. And according to our policy, we have hedging for receivables, for the working capital that is abroad, any assets abroad that today amounts to about $2 million. It's a small amount, and the orders to be shipped in 90 days' time. So we might have, for example, 30 days sold next year, or even more according to the orders we have received. Orders that are always in the portfolio. We do not have hedging for estimates, only what's in the portfolio and that we are reasonably confident that we will ship. By the end of this half, we had approximately $60 million sold in BMF, and that included exports in our portfolio order, and other 2 months or 2.5 months of exports to be shipped, something between $25 and $30 million in exports yet to be shipped. We should make it clear that those exports were not shipped because there was some difficulty. It's because that those orders have been placed for this period of the year. It's not that we had some difficulties in shipping or delivering those. It's part of the normal process of our clients and part of the delivery dates that are determined. So basically, this is our hedging policy. I don't know if I've answered your question. So those 25 to 30 million, the operational results then should be better than expected without a counterpart in the hedging. So then it's for the next half of the year, the next quarter, excuse me. Well, in the next quarter, those hedging operations in the end of the year, they are rolled for the following month. If dollar keeps the current levels, if there's no hedging change, in the next quarter, we won't have any exchange rate effect. Today, we have a guarantee that what will be shipped will be in the levels of the dollar today, regardless of future variations. It will not impact the orders yet to be shipped. Thank you. Our next question is from Ms. Cristiane, statement from Geração Futuro. I would like to know more in the short term of what you expect for the second half of the year, considering the results of Francal. Francal is a trade fair this year that was atypical. If one of those days was when there was the main demonstration here in Brazil. For this reason, we could not have a good feeling of what should be expected. This trade fair did not bring lots of new information for us. I also like to emphasize that those trade fairs for Grendene don't really impact sales during that period because our sales are very superior than what we perform during those days. It doesn't really make a difference for us. What is important during those trade fairs is to be in contact with the market and to hear the thoughts and expectations of the market. And that was adversely affected because of those problems during those days. We didn't really get lots of information. And what we expect for the second half of the year and what is included in our release is that it will be in line with the second half of last year and that by the end of the year we will have values, absolute values that are superior than those of last year. We have expressed our concerns with the economic environment, but there is no concrete signs, no concrete information to for us to change our expectations. When we decided to expand our capacity, or when we disclosed information in the beginning of the year, the only recent news that was included in the release and that I have commented on is that with the variation in the exchange rate as of May, and that together with the increase in the civil construction industry in the United States, it all led to an increase in PVC resin prices in the international market. Prices were increased in dollar. And those two effects together do put pressure on raw material costs for us. So far, we don't expect it to be very significant. And resin prices still haven't gone back to prices in 2008. So the prospect today, as for raw material, is this that we have already said. There is no evidence of deterioration in our business. We are confident as we were in the beginning of the year. Thank you. Our next question is from Mr. Felipe Montaña from Indy Capital. Good morning, everyone. I have two questions. The first one is, if you can tell us about growth sales per line, I'd like to hear a breakdown. And competition in the second half of the year, Alpargatas now has a new plant, which should start operating in September. And I would like to hear from you your impression on this competition increase. Thank you for letting us know when Alpargatas will start its operations in this new plant, because they've been changing the date frequently, and we didn't know it was going to be in September. I've mentioned the performance for the second half, and of course, considering competition, it is a very competitive market, and the trend is for that to be even more competitive. We've been gaining market share in the past 2 years, and of course, competitors are more aggressive, more competitive, and we have to deal with this current scenario. But there's nothing more concrete to make us expect something different. And we've said we are not expecting to keep on gaining market share indefinitely. We know it is not feasible. And in our guidance, we did not mention any market share gains. We expect to gain based on consumption in our domestic market. And when it happens, we gain market share. But we expect the market to react at a certain moment, because the demand for footwear can be deferred, can be delayed, but not indefinitely. So we expect demand to react at a given moment. We don't know exactly when, but we are well prepared and aware that competition will be stronger.
Okay, and in what concerns the growth per line of product, if you could give us a breakdown on that. that could perhaps helps us understand this excellent performance. We do not disclose information by individual lines because competition is tough, as you know. So that's a way we have to protect against that heated competition. Okay, thank you, thank you. Excuse me, as a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press star one. Excuse me. This concludes the Q&A session. I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Schmidt for his final remarks. Well, just to conclude, I'd like to say that the results for the second quarter confirm our expectations and also encourage us to increasingly improve our business model. The capacity that we have to deliver profits on a continuous basis, and also the privileged cash position that we have and the good dividends which have been paid out and which have as a whole marked the characteristics, the defining characteristics of the company, suggest that we should keep a position of cautious optimism in what concerns the growth of the internal market, supported by an improvement in the population's income and also in investments expected to take place in the country for the coming years, as well as on the capacity the company has to adjust to unfavorable scenarios. Internally, we will keep our focus on strengthening our brands and also on operating excellence, getting closer to our sales channels, and also with an eye on gaining more market share. Investments in the consolidation of brands and in the relationship of our distribution channels and also in improving our internal processes will remain as our main focus in terms of management for the company in 2013. Once again, thank you all for attending this conference call. And we are and remain available for other comments or questions you may have. Thank you. Green Dennis conference call is now over. We thank you all for participating. Have a nice day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.